many people you have interviewed?
Oh, yes, I've done about, I don't know how many it takes, about 10, I think, at all. But for these particular interviews, I've only finished yours and Lee's. And I'm going to hope to do this at Sam's. And I've got to get at least 6 from Valdosta. But the latest thing that I've got to have is a, it's an interview from some type 1, which is a completely illiterate black or white informant from North Florida or on the border, you know. Somebody who's an older person, preferably somebody, you know, like 65 or something like that, that can tell me, can give me that much time. In other words, even if I pay the person, you know, because like I say, with Sam, I felt like, you know, I couldn't take his day since he works days without paying. But I have got to get somebody. I thought maybe, you know, with Jen, I'm talking about a nursing home or something, but this has got to be somebody from some of the North Florida counties. It seems that Dr. Patterson says he's got to have a key interview.
These people that own the nursing home here have one in Madison, Georgia. Madison, Florida.
Madison, Florida.
Which is right over the border.
Now, yeah, I don't know right down there.
Yeah, I don't know whether the people there are from are actually natives of North Florida. You know, we'd have to check into their background.
Yeah, that's the only thing. That's what I've got to have
and find out.
But that's one thing. But he's delighted to have you all be willing to do it down here because he says, this is an unexplored area. And I said, oh, you mean like 5 a.m.? He says, yeah, no matter of speaking. But I have been really gratified to hear some of the other people in other completely different contexts report to the last project as being necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's got to be finished before they can continue with their research. In some of this reading business, Dr. Ames was telling us about this. And I was just pleased to death. And then Dr. Blunt in the English department was telling something about the LAGS project would help them in making some estimates of where to put their emphasis.
Well, now, you know, that's right. I was just reading the paper tonight about the Lanier County was an underprivileged area because there was so much illiteracy there. But now that's northeast. But Madison is a good place. And do you know the Van Alstyne, Sugar Stump, Robert Stump, and all
I met her. She when I took my crocheting classes. She's a good friend of Ms. Okerson's, and she brought out all of her stuff, and I met her that night.
All right. Now, he teaches down there. Maybe you could get some...
In Madison?
In north of Florida Junior College.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And maybe you could get some lead there.
Yeah, that's what, if I could just get hold of anybody that...
That would be somebody.
Because this is... Dr. Patterson said he'd be... you know, this would just mean more to his research right now than anything. In fact, he called me and asked, you know... I'm just one of the, you know, the henchmen. And he wanted this very much, and he asked Dr. Biddy, did he think, you know, that I might be able to do something? I said, well, I'll sure ask when I go down there. So today, just before I left, Dr. Biddy called up just to be certain, you know, of what he needed. And he said, either black or white, preferably illiterate. In other words, a Florida, North Florida cracker is what he wants.
Yeah, now Jennings, which is right down the interstate, is a northern little town, which would be a place that you might find someone, but I don't know anyone right now.
I don't have
any
contacts there.
Uh-huh.
Well, the thing about it is, of course, he needs, what he was telling Dr. Bidger was so funny, he says neither he nor Dr. Biddy could do this. It had to be a Southerner. So I said, you know, people don't feel free to talk to Yankees. So I thought, yeah, you're mighty right, friend.
I just thought of somebody else. You know Herbert, an optometrist?
Yeah.
He has an office in Madison. He goes down, I know, every Saturday and works.
I'll bet you he has
and
some
he would have some patients. And he would
sure
know
would.
Somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That would be somebody. He may go down twice a week. I know he goes down on Saturdays. And he, I bet, would know somebody.
And you see, Madison is rather untouched by the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. I think you would find a curious...